Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. I'm so glad you could join me once again on a beautiful day in June. Yes, June actually is busting out all over. And of course, we're celebrating Gay Pride Month. So let's fly that rainbow flag today in celebration of our hard-earned freedom to simply be who we are. Here's John Batiste to tell you what I'm talking about.
Sometimes I go out bouncing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what to do, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dance. Won't you come on over? Stop.
the great Amy Winehouse with a song for Valerie. Well, Bob Dylan waves the rainbow flag on an album called Universal Love, Wedding Songs Reimagined, and he does a fine job with this classic from 1929.
She dressed in silks and lace and owned a Rolls Royce car. Now it seems quite out of place, like a fallen star. Race around my kitchen sink, happy as can be. I just have to stop and think why he fell for me. I'm not much to look at, nothing to see. Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. He'd never holler, he'd live in a tent. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he'd love to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny. See no other way and no better plan than to end it all and let him go to some other man. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer his one little smile. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
What is this thing called love?
Ella Fitzgerald asks a question posed by Cole Porter, a gay man who wrote some of the most expressive love songs in the American songbook, like this one, sung by Colleen McHugh.
This half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child. Cold, I agree. each spring to him and long for the day when I'll cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot. But now I'm like sweet 17 a lot, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I?
Linda Ronstadt, how beautiful. With a magical lyric by Lorenz Hart, Richard Rodgers' great collaborator, he was a brilliant lyricist who suffered for a life lived in the closet while composing some of the most beautiful love songs ever written. Well, stepping up to the mic here in the Hudson Cafe, we have Barbara Streisand with a song that's a selection from her movie album.
Heaven is when I'm in your arms like this, when you kiss me and quietly whisper, Emily, 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 as the murmuring sound cells and the laughter of children at play. Visualize.
I have to follow that with this next song by Laura Nyro. Well, you are in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan, and you are listening to WGXC Creative Community Radio. We're at 90.7 on your FM dial, or you may be streaming us really at any time of the day. We have this amazing capability to serve our community, which includes Catskill, Hudson, Acre, Columbia, and Greene counties, and points so much further afield. You know, one of the things I love about this station is its commitment to creative programming, to original programming. That's what radio used to be like back in the day when FM first began, even AM. But of course, things have changed, and there are very few places where you can hear the kinds of programs that you hear at WGXC. You know, during the whole pandemic, we did our very best to keep you informed and up to date on a local, a national, and even an international level with news, alerts, bulletins, discussion among all segments of our community. I especially love what WGXC does with the youth of Hudson and the forum it gives them to work out ideas and issues. They are our future. So please show some support. Throw a little love our way. We're trying to do some fundraising right now. So go to our website, wgxc.org, and click on donate. Become a sustaining member. Help us sustain our own community. You're going to love it. You're going to love helping out. Well, here in the Hudson Cafe today, we are celebrating Gay Pride Day. And I've dug out a few tunes that I thought you might enjoy. This next one, well, I've played it many times. It's from her first album, with a song that has remained her theme song all these years. It is a classic, and one that took on deeper meaning during the AIDS pandemic. It is the marvelous, the generous, the fabulous, the divine Miss M.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me, and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me, but you got to have friends.
Midler. You know, there's a phrase I love, and that phrase is joie de vivre. It's the joy of life. And boy, Bette has that in spades, as does our next performer. This is someone who saw us through the last 4 years like nobody else. He went above and beyond. His guts and talent made us laugh at the unlaughable. And I'm talking about Randy Rainbow. By the way, that is his real name. This is a song from his album, Hey Girl, It's Christmas. It's a tune from the musical Bye Bye Birdie. And I think it gets to the core of who Randy is.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. Someone you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life you cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found him, build your world around him and make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too. Someone to love is the answer.
Eight Dice Cloth with Tin Roof Blues. Here's something from Avenue Q.
An afternoon alone with my favorite book, Broadway Musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Oh, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive, Rod.
I'm defensive! Oh, why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey, I'd like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read. What?
If you were queer,
Nikki,
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this
year
book.
Year after year,
Nikki,
because you're dear to me, and I know that you would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today.
Hey, guess what? I'm gay!
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm in shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
Nikki, that is wrong!
No, it's not! If you were gay, I'd shout, hooray!
I am not listening.
And here I'd stay.
La 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 la.
But I wouldn't get in your way. You can count on me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way, and as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
That was from a musical that originated off Broadway in 2004 called Avenue Q. And they were puppets who were doing a takeoff on the Sesame Street characters. That was Rod and Nikki, obviously referencing Bert and Ernie. Well, I want to pay tribute to San Francisco because it's a city that is sometimes referred to as Oz or the Emerald City, certainly by the gay community. And it was and is a place of refuge for young gay people from all across the country. I was fortunate to live there in the 1970s and got to participate in the beginnings of the gay rights movement. I met Harvey Milk and Mayor Moscone when I painted a big billboard that was an anti-Briggs Initiative statement. It went up above Market and Castro Street. The initiative was Proposition 6, and it was proposing a law that would have banned gay people from working in the California school system, as teachers, as janitors. It didn't matter. So there was this big effort, and obviously we won. But it was at a time that San Francisco was really kind of finding its voice as the center for the gay community. So let's hear it for Baghdad by the Bay, the Barbary Coast, the Emerald City. Here's Peggy Lee with San Francisco Blues.
My baby's from San Francisco. He paints that bridge across the bay. My baby's from San Francisco. He paints that bridge across the bay. But when he thinks he's all through, he has to turn around and paint the other way. I'm gonna get on a cable car. I'm gonna ride down to the bay. I'm gonna get on one of those boats, the ones that cruise around the bay. And when I get get to his bridge, I'll holler, baby, throw those brushes away. Let's go to Fisherman's Wharf, top of the Mar, Telegraph Hill, Golden Gate Park, see the Young Museum, go to Old Chinatown, go to the opera, don't ever put that down. Baby, 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 there's so much in this town. You gotta get up and get off that bridge and show your mama all around. There's the Steinhardt Aquarium, lots of fish. See the zoo, baby, if you wish. Baby, 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 throw those brushes down. You got to get up and get off that bridge and show your mama all around. He's got more than brushes. Yes, my baby has. He's got lots more than brushes. Yes, my baby has. But as long as he paints that bridge, he might as well be on Alcatraz. So when you're ready, baby, I'll bring the turpentine around, help you clean those brushes, make you happy as a clown, instead of painting bridges. Let's go out and paint the town.
Just to think of her, it gives my heart a pang. I never will forget how that brave Jeanette just stood there in the ruins and sang, and sang. San Francisco, open your golden gate. You'll let nobody wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one saying, I wonder no more. Other places only make me love you best. Tell me you're the one in all the golden west. San Francisco, I'm coming home again, never to roam again, never to roam. London Bridge and the Bridge of San Luis Rey, but the only bridge that's a real gone bridge is a bridge.
Thank you.
Judy Garland. If you were to look up the words gay icon in the dictionary, I'm sure you'd find her picture there. She really sort of is the ultimate of that. And that was from her Carnegie Hall album. And I want to say that one of the most exciting things you could ever do in San Francisco is to go to the Castro Theater and sing along to that tune when it is played on the mighty Wurlitzer organ. I'm telling you, we're talking euphoria. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the Hudson Cafe today. I think we will go out with a Bay Area legend, and that is the disco pioneer Sylvester. This is his song, Dance. Yeah. So dance, keep dancing. This is Maria Manhattan. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Look at all the fabulous people. You want to dance?
Yes, I'd love to.
Let's party a little bit.
All right.
Come on in.